Campuses of the University of Chicago in Chicago, Illinois, and Syracuse University in Syracuse, New York, the National Broadcasting Company presents the College Quiz Bowl. Tonight, the University of Chicago is back to defend their title here in the Quiz Bowl. And to challenge them, we have the varsity scholars from Syracuse University in Syracuse, New York. Now, here in Radio City, New York, is your master of the quiz, Alan, I'm full of Christmas spirit, Ludden.
Oh. Hi there, everybody. It's good to have you with us for another intercollegiate battle of the brains. Before we get along with our game tonight, let's meet the teams. First, we're going way upstate to Syracuse, New York, and Syracuse University, where Bob Whitney of station WSYR is standing by to referee for the Syracuse team. Hi there, Bob. It's good to have you back on the College Quiz Bowl.
Thank you very much, Alan. I've enjoyed refereeing for the other upstate teams, but I'm with my alma mater tonight, and here's the home team to say hello.
Charles Samuels, Brooklyn, New York.
Sally Katorski-Sachs, Syracuse, New York.
Arlene Yar, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
David Bennett, Syracuse, New York.
All right. There you have the team from Syracuse University in Syracuse, New York. Now let's move out to the Windy City again, to the University of Chicago, and Louis Rowan of station WMAQ Chicago, who's on hand to referee for the University of Chicago team. How's everything in Chicago tonight, Louis?
Windy, up to reputation, and full of Christmas spirit, Alan. Vacation starts for these kids this week, and the boys have a job right to do for you right now, and here they are to say hello.
Leonard Friedman, Brooklyn, New York.
David Schlesinger, Toronto, Canada.
Quentin Luggin, Hubbard Woods, Illinois.
David Freifelder, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
Roger Tuttle explains our rules. May I point out that we recognize the fact that here in the College Quiz Bowl, we're putting the emphasis on a quick recall of specific facts. But we're also trying to give you an opportunity to meet a few of the many remarkable, well-rounded personalities to be found today on every American campus. Now, how about the rules, Rog?
Right, Alan, and here they are. Alan Ludden asks a toss-up question worth 10 points. And the first team to signal it knows the answer gets a chance to answer it. When Syracuse University signals, you'll hear... And when the University of Chicago signals, you'll hear... By means of a special electronic selector, the team which signals first, even by a split second, activates its light here in New York City and makes it impossible for the other team's light to flash. If a team gives a wrong answer to the toss-up question, the other team is given a chance to answer it. And whichever team gives the right answer gets a bonus question worth a stated number of points. The team with the most points at the end of the game is the winner and returns next week to defend its title here in the College Quiz Bowl.
All right, now remember, teams, you may interrupt a toss-up question before I've finished asking it. But if you do, and if your answer is wrong, your team will be penalized 5 points, and I'll repeat the question, giving the other team a free crack at it. Okay, those are the rules, and that's the opening whistle, so let's go. Your first bonus question tonight is worth 20 points, and here's a toss-up that might get it for you. For 10 points... You are to rearrange the initials of the name of Harry Truman's predecessor in such a way as to form the initials of a well-known governmental service. Chicago.
David Schlesinger.
RFD.
RFD. FDR arranged to rural free delivery. 10 points to Chicago. That was very fast. Okay, here you go, Chicago, with a 20-point bonus question on American history. You know... Throughout our history, December has been an important month. Now, for a very quick, and I want quick speed here, five points apiece each, you are to identify the significant event that took place on the following December dates. December 21st, 1620. Chicago.
Manhattan Island? Is that... Plymouth Rock.
Plymouth Rock, right, for 5 points. Now, very fast. December 16th. 1773.
Boston Tea Party?
Right, for 5 points. Boston Tea Party. All right, December 17th, 1903.
Kitty Hawk, the flight at Kitty Hawk.
Right, for 5 points. Wright's first successful airplane flight. Now, you'll get the whole 20 points if you'll tell me what happened on December 25th, 1776.
Did Washington declare the first Christmas?
No.
Trenton?
No, I'm sorry.
Well, that's forged.
Time is called. No, that's when Washington crossed the Delaware. Okay. Everything's on,
wasn't it?
Here we go. December 25th, 1776. He crossed the Delaware. We have a 30-point bonus in the offing. Here's your toss-up for it. For 10 points. What poet wrote a poem, the first line of which reads, "What if a much of a witch of a wind?"
Leonard Friedman.
Chicago.
Dylan Thomas.
Can you take it, Syracuse?
Sally. Is that?
E. Cummings?
E. Cummings is right. What if a much of a witch of a wind? E. Cummings. Okay, by waiting, Syracuse, you got it. Here's a 30-point bonus. 30 points. Poe wrote, "Ah, distinctly I remember it was a bleak December." Now, for 10 points apiece, you are to identify the authors of each of the following descriptions of winter weather. "Freeze, freeze, thou bitter sky, thou dost not bite so nigh as benefits forgot."
Oh, dear.
Shakespeare.
Shakespeare.
Shakespeare, right, for 10 points. Okay. I'm looking for the authors and the authors alone. All right. "Ring out wild bells to the
world." Tennyson.
I didn't think I'd finish that. Tennyson, 10 points. "The wind was a torrent of darkness among the gusty trees."
Noise.
Noise, the highwayman, before I finish it. The full value. Now, before we move along to another toss-up question, let's find out what the stakes are in this game. Roger?
Each week, the National Broadcasting Company will award to the school of the winning team a $500 cash award to be administered by the college. Now, this may go to a scholarship fund or to a campus activity. And each member of the losing team will receive an attractive and dependable Whitnor wristwatch, a distinguished product of the Longines Whitnor Watch Company, since 1866, makers of watches of the highest character. Well, those are the stakes. Now, with 15 minutes to go, the score, University of Chicago has 25. Syracuse has climbed ahead with 40 points. Back to another toss-up, Alan.
All right. I have a 20-point bonus in the offing, and here is a musical toss-up. You got to work fast on this one. Listen to this music and tell us why the last name of the artist on this record is very popular this week with American Institutes of Learning. Chicago.
David Freifelder.
That's Ford.
That's right, and I didn't even get to hear a great record. Tennessee Ernie Ford. Now, the answer... Wait. Why?
The Ford Foundation just gave a grant to 126 schools in the United States.
That's right. Of how much money?
$500 million.
That's right. We'll talk more about it later because you got some, didn't you, Chicago?
Lots and lots.
All right, good. You got a 20-point bonus, too, by recognizing that very quickly. A very popular record right now, the first note you recognize. Here is your 20-point bonus, Chicago. For 10 points apiece, tell us, who is Queen of the Netherlands?
Juliana.
Juliana.
Juliana, right, for 10 points. Who is Queen of Greece?
Frederica.
Right, for 10 points. Full value. Score and time, Roger.
Right now, Alan, 13 and a half minutes to go. The University of Chicago has now climbed to 55 points against Syracuse's 40.
All right, and I have a 25-point bonus in the offing. A man from Texas has been described as the country's second most distinguished heart. Chicago.
Leonard Friedman.
Snyder.
No. All right.
Lyndon Johnson.
Wait a minute. Hold it. I must penalize you 5 points, Chicago. You interrupted a toss-up question. I take only one answer on a toss-up. I heard Snyder, so I must repeat it all for Syracuse. A man from Texas has been described as the country's second most distinguished heart patient. Who is he? Syracuse.
Heart patient.
Lyndon Johnson.
Lyndon Johnson is right for 10 points. You got it, Syracuse. Sorry, Chicago, but I got to rule this thing very strictly. Okay, Syracuse, here's a mathematical bonus. Get your papers and pencils. You ready?
All ready. Mm-hmm.
You're to take the number of shopping days left till Christmas. You're to multiply by the only date signified by the title of a Shakespearean play. The date signified by the title of a Shakespearean play. You're to multiply by that. And to your result, you are to add the number of Santa Claus's reindeers.
No.
You don't know.
141.
All right.
Wait a minute, Alan.
141.
100. No. All right. Now we're running.
139.
Time is called. Mr. McGregor's called your time. You did not get the 25 points, Syracuse. I'll run it down quickly. 9 shopping days till Christmas. Multiplied by January 6th, which is the date signified by the 12th night. I asked for the date. 12th night is January 6th. That equals 54 plus 8 reindeers equals 62. Okay, scoring time, Roger.
Right now, Alan, we're even up. We've got 11 and a half minutes to go. They both have 50 points.
All right, 50 points tied up, huh? We got a 30-point bonus here in the offing. 30 points coming up. Here's your toss-up. The commander of the armies that won at Marston Moor and Nasby once said, put... Chicago.
Leonard Friedman.
Cromwell, Richard Cromwell.
That's right, you interrupted it, but you got it this time. Oliver Cromwell is right. He once said, put your trust in God, men, and keep your powder dry. Who was he? Oliver Cromwell. Chicago, you got it. Here is a 30-point bonus question. Now listen carefully, this is kind of a toughie. Central America is comprised of six independent countries and a crown colony. Now, for 5 points apiece, name the capitals of the Central American countries and crown colony. Now, they can make 40 points.
Managua, Nicaragua, Panama City, Guatemala City.
Just the cities, that's all right. I just want the capitals.
Costa Rica. San Salvador.
What is it, Fredericton?
That's four.
No. Is it Fredericton?
Georgetown, British Honduras? I'm not sure.
No, it isn't. That's...
All right, time is called. You got four. You got 20 points there. You missed San Jose, Costa Rica. Tegucigalpa. Tegucigalpa, I practiced on that one too. Honduras and Belize, British Honduras. All right, here we go with the scoring time, Roger.
Right now, Alan, 10 minutes left to go. University of Chicago now has 80 against Syracuse's 50.
And I have a 30-point bonus in the offing. Here is your toss-up. For 10 points, name the island whose biggest exports are asphalt, Angostura bitters, and music. Syracuse.
Sally Sachs.
Cuba.
Can you take it, Chicago?
Trinidad.
Trinidad is right. Trinidad is right for 10 points. Okay, Chicago. Here's a 30-pointer. Because of books, plays, and poems they have written, certain authors are associated with specific churches. For 10 points apiece, with what church or religious edifice do you associate, first of all, T.S. Eliot?
The Cathedral of Canterbury.
Right, Canterbury Cathedral. Now, that's right for 10 points. With what church do you associate Henry Adams?
Mont-Saint-Michel and Chartres.
Ah, Chartres and Saint-Michel is right for 10 points. With Thomas Gray, the exact church. The exact...
The church at Eton. No.
Eton.
No. Time is called Stokes Poges. All right. Here we...
Alan, I'm sorry, before we get along to the game, we've got to take a minute or two of time out because that's the halftime whistle.
All right, now, and during this time out, I want to talk, first of all, to the four team members from the University of Syracuse. Three of these people I have heard before. I have met before, I think, last year. Arlene Yar.
Hello, Alan.
How are you?
Fine.
How are you classified this year?
I'm a senior.
Good, and your plans?
I'm undecided, Alan.
Still undecided?
Yeah, that's right.
Sally Katorski-Sachs, you're no longer undecided, are you, Sally?
No.
I think last year when you were here, you were Sally Katorski.
That's right.
Now you're Mrs. Sachs.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, how are you classified in school this year?
I'm a senior.
And your plans?
Graduate school and then some field work in anthropology.
Good. Charles Samuels, how are you classified, sir?
Junior, Alan.
Your major?
American literature.
Your plans?
I'm going to be a playwright.
Good. I'm glad to hear it. No question about it. You're going to be a playwright. David Bennett, how are you classified, sir?
I'm a senior, Alan.
Your major?
American Studies, Alan.
Your plans?
I want to go to graduate school in American history.
It's a pleasure to have you people here in the College Quiz Bowl again. Now, out to the University of Chicago, Leonard Friedman. Were we not talking before we went on the air about something big that has happened out there this week?
Yes, we received the third largest amount of money the Ford Foundation granted to private colleges, and also we received $250,000 for our university clinics over at Billings Hospital.
So, go ahead, pardon me.
Oh, well, it's just that this is test week, and we had to take time out just to look at the papers.
Well, anyway, everybody at the University of Chicago is very happy about it in spite of test week, huh?
Yes.
Well, I think you deserve it, and I think you're to be congratulated, as we all are very grateful to the Ford Foundation for a wonderful, wonderful gesture and part of education. Naturally, we all are very enthusiastic about it. Well, that looks like our time out is up, right, Roger?
Right it is, Alan, and we have 6.5 minutes to go. University of Chicago has 110, Syracuse has 50, but there's still a lot of hope left. So
okay.
Back to another toss-up question.
Now, I have a 30-point musical bonus in the offing, and I have a musical toss-up here. If Marie Antoinette had been alive last week, what would she have said to the composer of this symphony, and why? Syracuse.
Sally Sachs.
She would have said happy birthday. It was Sibelius' birthday.
That's right, for 10 points. She would have said happy birthday. It was Sibelius' birthday. She might have said eat cake, but she would have certainly said happy birthday. All right, by getting a musical toss-up, it is only appropriate that you should have got a musical bonus. Now, this is a mathematical musical bonus.
Oh.
It's kind of mixed up, so listen carefully. It's worth 30 points. Now, you are first to listen to the music. Then, as you listen, you are to write down the number associated with each piece of music. After you have your three numbers, I'm going to give you a simple problem in mathematics. First, the music. All right. Write down the number associated with that and the number associated with this.
That's Tchaikovsky's 6.
All right, now think very carefully. What number is connected with the subject of this music?
A thousand one.
All right, now you are to subtract the number associated with the first from the number associated with the second.
That's one.
Then multiply the result by the number connected with the subject of the third.
1,001.
All right, and your correct answer? Now, think carefully. You are to subtract the number associated with the first, the number associated with the second.
No.
What is your answer? Quickly.
It's minus 1,001.
All right, I am afraid I cannot give you the 30 points. Time is called. The answer is zero.
That's what I said.
Oh, late.
Too late. Mr. McGregor had ruled time. I had said it was too late. Oh, I'm sorry. 5 from 5 is 0, multiplied by 1,001 leaves you 0. Right, ruling?
Yes.
Oop, that's the way we got to play it. All right, we got a 20-point bonus in the offing. Here's a toss-up. Last week, a gentleman from New York met a gentleman from San Francisco in Chicago with unexpected results. For 10 points, what were the results? Oh, you don't know? Sugar Ray Robinson defeated Carl Bobo Olsen, middleweight championship of the world. Oh, surprised you there. I have a 20-point bonus in the offing. Here's your toss-up for 10 points. What famous orator wrote to what famous man in these words? I should be glad if I could flatter myself that I can... Syracuse.
Sally Sachs.
Edward Everett to Abraham Lincoln.
Right, for 10 points. Full point. All right, you got a 20-point bonus here, Syracuse. Here you go. For 20 points, Syracuse. 20 points. With what system of philosophy do you associate the phrase acta gratuit?
Would you repeat that?
Yes. A-C-T-E.
Yeah.
G-R-A-T-U-I-T.
G-R-A-T-U-I-T.
Yeah.
Right.
And that's one word?
No, that's two words. Acta gratuit.
And the first word was?
A-C-T-E.
No. With what system of what?
Philosophy.
Come on, we got to go. Time is being called.
Descartes?
No.
Existentialism.
Now, what about it? All right, give it to him. We said it simultaneously. We'll accept it. Extend central. You say it. I can't even say it. All right. You got it, then. All right, here we go. Let's score in time now, Roger.
Right now, Alan, just about 3 minutes to go. Syracuse has climbed up to 90 against the University of Chicago's 110.
Well, let's do it. I got a 30-point bonus in the offing. Here we go. For 10 points. To what sin was Kipling referring when he wrote, pardoning old necessities, no pardon? Chicago.
Leonard Friedman.
White man's burden.
I am sorry, I penalize you 10 points. 5 points, rather. I repeat the entire question for Syracuse. To what sin was Kipling referring when he wrote, pardoning old necessities, no pardon can efface, that undying sin we shared in Rouen Marketplace?
The burning of Joan at the stake.
That is right, for 10 points, for full value. You have a 30-point bonus here, Syracuse. Now, we all know, Syracuse, we all know that the United States dollar makes 100 cents. Now, for 5 points apiece, and I'll give you 30 if you get all four of them, here we go. One Russian ruble makes 100 what?
Not kopecks.
Yes, kopecks. That's right. All right. Yeah, I take the right answer on this bonus. All right. One Mexican peso makes 100 what?
Pesetas.
No.
Centavos.
Centavos. All right. One German Deutsche mark makes 100 what?
Pfennigs.
Pfennigs, right, Pfennig. For 5 points. One French franc equals 100 what?
Centimes.
Centimes.
Centimes, right. 15 points for that. All right, here we go with another toss-up question. What's the score and time now?
Right now, Alan, Syracuse has climbed ahead for the first time. 115 against one University of Chicago's 105. We have a minute and a half to go.
I have a 25-point bonus. Here's your toss-up for 10 points. Give me the first and last names of the co-authors of the Communist Manifesto. Syracuse.
Sally Sachs.
Karl Marx and Frederick Engels.
Right, for 10 points. Okay, Syracuse, you got a 25-point bonus here. You are to quote the two lines that precede these. All mimsy were the Borogoves.
Twas brillig and the slithy toad did gyre and gimble in the wave.
Right, for 25 points. You got it. Okay, I have a 20-point bonus in the offing. 45 seconds to go. Here's your toss-up for 10 points. Complete this relationship question. Lou Henry was to Herbert Hoover as Bess Wallace is to whom? Syracuse.
Sally Sack.
Harry Truman.
Right, for 10 points, Syracuse. Here's your 20-point bonus. For 20 points, over what famous murder case, Syracuse, did Judge Webster Thayer preside?
Sacco and Vanzetti.
Right, for 20 points, Syracuse. I have a 20-point bonus in the offing. Here's your toss-up for 10 points. Name the members of the Second Triumvirate. Syracuse.
Charles Samuels.
That was Lepidus, Julius Caesar, Octavius Caesar, and Mark Antony.
All right, for 10 points.
Alan, that's it. The time is up. The whistle is for the conclusion of the game. The game is over for the week. The final score in tonight's seesaw battle in the College Quiz Bowl is 105 points for the University of Chicago and 190 points for the University or Syracuse University. To each member of the University of Chicago, it's our pleasure to award an attractive and dependable Whitnor wristwatch, a distinguished product of the Longines Whitnor Watch Company, since 1866, makers of watches of the highest character. For fielding the winning team tonight, Syracuse University will receive a $500 cash award from the National Broadcasting Company to be administered by the college. And these varsity scholars from Syracuse University will return next week to meet Goucher College in Baltimore, Maryland, in this All-American quiz game. Now here once again, your master of the quiz, Alan Ludden.
Congratulations to you fine, the wonderful team from Syracuse and to the fine four fine men for the University of Chicago, Leonard Friedman, David Freifelder, David Schlesinger, Quentin Ludgen. You did a great job. I'm sure the University of Chicago is proud of you. It's been a pleasure having you in the College Quiz Bowl. Now, next week, this remarkable team that came up from behind to win tonight, Syracuse, meets Goucher College in Baltimore, Maryland. We hope you'll join us next week in the College Quiz Bowl. This is Alan Ludden saying now, so long, everybody.
Your referees tonight were for Syracuse University, Bob Whitney of station WSYR in Syracuse, New York. And for the University of Chicago, Lewis Rowan, station WMAQ in Chicago, Illinois. College Quiz Bowl is an NBC Radio Network presentation originated and produced by John Moses and Don Reed, written by Nancy Fogg, and directed by Ken McGregor. This is Roger Tuttle saying goodnight.